This is CliffCentral.com.
Right, this is the part where we go to the SMEs that have been listening to the last hour or so, and they have made the jump, started their own businesses. They've listened to the conversations around vision, mission, and values. They listened to the interview with Adam Rabinowitz and all the comments of this great panel in the studio. So this is the part where we say to them, your turn to get up, pitch your business. We give some comments around it and then engage the panel. We have a conversation and we move on to the next one. So we do have the challenge of a couple of SMEs that are stuck, apparently a massive accident on the highway, but we'll deal with what we have. So I think let's go for it. Panel, just let's see who's first. Who's going to talk to us first?
Hi.
Yes, go for it. Go for it. Your name and pitch your business.
Hi, panel. My name is David Kaplan, and I'm the founder of a website called valueforest.co.za. And we're basically a search classifieds aggregator. So we help users find the best deals from Gumtree, OLX, Junkmail, Autotrader, Cars, to cut out the noise and basically find the best value deals out there. So we've been running around a year now, and we've just reached around 80,000 users a month. And our mission is to just keep growing and improving and helping users find the best deals.
Sorry, what's the name of the site?
It's www.valueforest.co.za.
Hey, gentlemen, how was that pitch? Do you know what he does? Are you comfortable?
Yeah,
it's clear.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does he do? Tell me, Adam, what does he do?
Well, I have a daughter that continually shops online. He's going to save her a day.
Yeah, over time. Yeah.
By doing what? By helping her.
By helping her span all those different.
It's like comparison shopping, right, David?
Yes, it's pretty much comparison shopping, but focused on the classifieds angle.
Okay, so do you do like revenue sharing with these sites?
No, at the moment, I do have a revenue sharing. Deal going with Bidobuy, but at the moment with the classified sites, no.
So how do you make money?
So primarily through advertising on the website. I'm always looking into different revenue models and improving that, but for now it's primarily advertising.
So that's why you want a busy website so that you can actually have people advertise on it.
Pretty much, users equals attraction equals business model.
But it sounds to me it's a good. His business is good business for these sites because he's just sending traffic to those guys.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so what's your vision? Do you have a vision?
Personally or for the business? Or
both.
Both, yeah. Have you given it thought? You heard the conversation today. Is it relevant in your life or must you still go and do it or have you?
It did get me thinking. I haven't formally sort of created a vision board or something like that. I mean, I do have a form of a vision to keep expanding as a founder and a software developer and growing different ideas and helping just improve the online markets in the online web space in South Africa.
Okay.
And kind of seeing where I can take that.
All right. So
do you have any people working for you or are you doing everything?
No, it's currently just me. I developed the whole platform.
And do sales as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Adam is your kind of guy.
Yeah, I was going to say that's exactly.
So he's the opposite of Adam.
You can see Adam's laughing here, saying, "Now there's one of my prodigies."
Yes, I'd love to speak more with
David.
That's 40 hours right there for you, Adam.
So David, I think the if I may say the big challenge, 80,000 is fantastic. The big challenge is the revenue model, getting advertising on your site, getting more traffic, being able to display how many people actually buy, because as we all know, and Adam would attest to the fact, there's a big difference between the number of eyeballs on your site and the number of people who are buying.
100%.
And to make sure, I would be going to lock down as many of those sites as I could, even if you were looking at a small percentage on the transaction, get those sites in the mode of paying you on a monthly basis, even if it's a very small percentage, and making sure that when you go into the David Kaplan Forest Value website, that they're seeing other advertising. I think 80,000 is a great achievement.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if I can make a comment, I mean, I think you've got a great service offering there. I spend a lot of time on the net. I like going to Gumtree, OLX, and looking around. The only problem is I've never heard of your website.
Yeah.
I'm working on that. So you've got 80,000 people, but you know you need to get that to a critical mass. You need,
no, definitely.
It needs to be a million people.
Pushing into marketing.
So you need to get your marketing right. Yeah. I think your service offering is spot on.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a comment or a question for the panel, David?
Not really that I can think of at the moment. But yeah, I've just enjoyed listening about all the different vision boards and what gets people up in the morning driven to be entrepreneurs.
So can I ask David a question? Out of this 80,000, I mean, do you know how many of those folks are repeat customers?
Yes.
Or what their average spend is?
I don't unfortunately know their average spend. I know around 40% or so are repeat customers.
Okay.
My biggest sort of focus is... is on the car market. That's probably my biggest searches every month.
Do you know, for example, I mean, which way do they interact or come through into these sites? Is it mobile? Is it desktop?
So mobile's been, as many people have seen all over the space of technology, mobile's gotten huge, especially in South Africa. It's now probably 50 to 60% of my user base is coming from mobile. Okay. Primarily through the form of searches on Google, etc., looking for items.
Okay. Give us a 30-second understanding of where you came up with the name Value Forest.
So basically, it started by me thinking initially of Gumtree, and then I thought of almost a forest of all these different sites, and how one can go through this noise of forests and basically find the best value. And that's
okay. People won't forget that now.
Yeah, that's really how the name came about.
Adrian, if I may, just very quickly, I know you might be going on to another entrepreneur, but just for David, I think it's a classic challenge, and I'd love to hear Adam's comment. A classic challenge for a guy like David, who's clearly got a successful business, who's clearly on the way, but needs now to move, as Grant says, just to move to the next level. And one of the things is to say, how do we get the name Value Forest out there? So being on radio like this would be one example. But David, you should be thinking about writing blogs about what you're doing, writing in the media. It does take time. Adam will attest to that. Writing about his business and writing his books, it does take a lot more time than you think, but it doesn't cost an awful lot of money to do that. And the newspapers and blog sites are all looking for content at the moment.
Social media, and LinkedIn, all those
would be critical to move the 80,000 over the next couple of years to 800,000. And he needs to think about how do we put it to the next level.
I also think if you go to, you obviously know Google remarketing. I mean, your business is a gold mine when it comes to remarketing.
Yes.
You know, think of that. It's cheap and it's very effective.
Yes. Thank you.
Adam, final comment?
I would. My first comment is that it's so difficult to get a customer. So once a customer comes into your realm, you want to know everything you can about that customer, and you want to use that customer, number one, to come back as a repeat, and number two, to lead you on to others. So having that magnet to bring in 80,000 is a great start to be able to virally grow that.
Adam wants to be on your board, David. He says he'll give you some direction there.
Yeah, that would be great.
Free of charge.
In fact, just to add on Adam's point, why I asked that earlier question, is because if you're playing in this space, David, you need to talk about analytics.
Yes.
Data. Know everything about these people.
Yeah, no, it's all in the data.
Okay.
Yeah. Great, thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck with Value Forest. I was looking at your website here. All right, let people walk through that forest. What's that forest in France? There's a beautiful forest, Fontainebleau. I don't know why I'm thinking of it, but... Yeah. Apparently it's so
beautiful. You've been listening to Adam for too long.
Yeah. Well, there's a bigger forest called Amazon as well, the Amazon jungle, right?
That's actually brilliant. There's a talk given by some Indian motivational speaker, and he talks about Fontainebleau, how you walk in the forest thinking you're just going for a walk, but it's so beautiful, you just start jumping up and down, and he just talks about the energy your environment can create. All right, who's next? Go for it.
Hi, my name is Fulu. Next to me is my business partner, Kahiso. We are Kentlo Energy, and we're an energy services company that provides energy efficiency solutions around cogeneration, trigeneration, and gas-powered heat pumps. These solutions are most appropriate for office buildings, hospitals, industries, hotels, malls, water parks, to name a few. Our system efficiencies range from 80% to 94%, which leads to cost savings and attractive return on investment. Our website is kentlawenergy.co.za.
All right. How was that pitch?
Nice, Fulu. The next, you just need to get to the point where you don't have to read it, eh? But well done, eh? Nice and clear, eh? So your customers are mainly corporates then, I assume, and public sector organizations.
Yes.
So you have the challenge of selling into large organizations with long lead times.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
Can you prove the 80 to 94%?
Yes. So our products are from a partner in Europe, and they are leading. In fact, they do a lot of backup power for the Olympics all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, Adrian, I mean, could there be a more topical issue on energy at the moment? I think Fulo just hopes that there's more and more power outages from Eskom, and it just drives his business model.
Well, they seem to be doing better and better with
Brian over the last 9 months.
Yeah, no, well.
Sorry, man.
Great job.
but I'm sure it'll turn around for you, not for us. Any other his pitch there?
Are you involved in solar energy?
So initially we started with solar, but as time went on, we realized opportunity in these, because there's, I think, about like 6 companies in all of Africa doing cogeneration and trigeneration.
And solar is not on your radar screen?
Not yet. Not anymore, actually.
So, Fuller, am I right to just understand this? Are you just a distributor at the end of this gear from Europe?
Yeah. So, for now, because of our size, we have to start off as distributors. But as time, we want to be involved in projects. So, what we've done is we've met with some of the big guys who've actually done these projects, and we've got onto their database, and they are interested in using our products. In fact, they're actually interested in that 80 to 94% number, and they are trying to test it, and as soon as they're happy with it, we'll have the other conversations.
How many employees do you have?
It's just me and Kagiso for now.
Yes. So when it comes actually installation of these pumps, do you outsource that?
Yes, we outsource that.
So that's a critical element in your business.
Yes.
Is you know, making sure that it's all good and well, selling good product.
Yes.
But it's got to be done correctly.
Yes.
And with good service.
Yes. So our partner in Europe is willing to install them as well. And we have a local partner as well, EHL Constructions. They are willing and able to help us with any constructions, any projects we engage.
So any comments or questions for the panel, and share with us, do you have a vision? Do you have a vision and mission as a business?
Actually, Kagiso has a question, interesting question.
Kagiso, go for it. I've got a very clever panel here.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Adrian. My first question was for Adam. I have two questions. Adam, what you explained to me or what you described here was a sort of utopia that you live in.
I'd call it home.
My question is, how do you build a startup like we are in without destroying everything around you, like your family in terms of managing time and my garden's falling apart. My kids hardly see me. So how do you do it?
I think it's very difficult in the startup phase because the startup of a business is probably where you require the most energy. But at the same time, while you're starting up the business, if you're thinking small business, small startup, you're probably running and tripping over your shoelaces in terms of the way you've organized things. Looking at what you're doing now critically in terms of analyzing what's taking you away from your family, what's taking up your time, and spending as much time organizing your business activities as you do running around selling is probably about the most critical piece of advice I could give you, because what's going to happen is it's like the dog chasing that car. At some point it's going to grab onto the tire and it's going to get spun around and spun around as that car disappears. You need to create order so that when you get those first big deals, it doesn't consume even more of your time.
Anyone else want to add to that?
Yeah, I like the focus that Fulo and Khaiso have looked at. I think there's a big market, growing market for what they need. And I think it's not going to be long before they're going to need a lot of finance to finance this business. Look for partners. And my guess might be that Adam would say try and stay away from other partners. But I think they're in an area where there is a lot of demand, Adrian. And I think more and more South Africans are going to look to this sort of solution for the challenge that they face.
Kagiso, you had another question, did you?
I did. The other question was you know, especially in the startup phase, how does the vision, mission statement, and values help convert leads and pitches into actual business, into actual revenue?
I'm not sure if that's really the question. I think what I would reframe that as is how serious are you about the vision and mission, and how well do you understand it? How well do you understand how those values translate into value for your customer? And I think when you can translate that into something that you can convey with passion, then you can stand in front of those customers and tell them how you can add value to their need. And at the same time, while you're busy conveying that message, you understand exactly what you're in business for, why you're in business, and what value you want to add to all the partners involved, which is yourselves, your families, your suppliers overseas, your customers. And I think really that's where I'd tie the whole thing together.
I guess somewhere you want everyone else, all your stakeholders, to also, for your vision and mission to appeal to them in a sense. But maybe I'm saying exactly what you said now, Adam, but if I'm motivated by it and I can't sleep because I'm so excited about this dream and this vision that I'm going out there selling and I'm willing to fail and I'm willing to fall and stand up, that's really the issue. Does Absolutely. That give you the fuel and the motivation to go out and sell and market and do whatever you need to, put systems in place, do things you don't like doing, because that's what small business is about. Sure. Most of the things you do, you don't like doing. That's not why you started the business initially. You've got to do more things you don't like doing to keep it going than things you like doing. Any other?
I think you also need to communicate that vision and your mission. Your first port of call there would be your website. You know, put it on your website. People these days, in 2016, people shop electronically. They're going to go to your website. So communicate that vision on your website, and people will buy into that. And if they buy into it, they're going to contract with you.
What is your website?
It's www.kentlaw, spelled kentlaw.energy.co.za.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's go to the last SME. Pitch your business.
Hi, it's Lucille. And sorry, Mark, I'm going to read as well. I'm going to put it down to nerves. Passion, fun, friendly, amazing. Cresco Tours is an award-winning tour operator. We've been in existence for 8 years, and we offer a wide range of tours, from day tours to tailor-made tours, be they guided or self-drive, that suit any a number of various interests of both local and international tourists who are here on business or pleasure, in the comfort of a small personalized group. But saying this, we do operate with people from one anyway up to 100 or more. So let us create unforgettable memories to last a lifetime. And please visit crescotours.co.za. So www.crescotours.co.za.
All right. Alice, what do you think? We know what they do.
Yeah, we know what they do.
We
can sound a bit more excited.
Yeah, look, I mean, from my side, I mean, it's like I've heard this before last week. You know, I just needed something more, you know. Mm. This is Africa, you know, sunshine. The valleys, the animals, you know. Come experience it all, you know. Cresco Tours, we are here for you. Yeah. You know, I'm hearing what, you know, would okay. be in a sort of, you know, business plan or something.
All right, gentlemen.
I think Alice has been very harsh. So Lucille, I have to declare Lucille was a former student of mine in an entrepreneurship program. And Lucille's got a background in junior achievement. But on a serious note, I think Alice, he did take the wind out of Lucille's sail there. But just to say, maybe one of the things that Lucille could work on would be, what is the differentiator? So that people like Alice is saying, that's different. That's not what I've heard before last week. What are you really good at doing, Lucille? What is, when somebody looks at your website, what is the thing that you're really the best in South Africa at, and what is your differentiators? And we've redefined differentiation to say not just different from the competition, but something that your customers will pay for. And wish you all the best, Lucille. I think as somebody who travels a lot, you play an important role.
But let me just say, if you look at their website, then Alice, I think I'd go with you as well. Because it is all Africa, and you know, exactly what you're saying. So I would bring it somewhere in between Mark, who's soft on you, and Alex, who's hard on you. Okay, your answer lies somewhere in the middle there, no doubt.
And just a quick comment, and I think it's such a competitive market that that you really need to have an excellent understanding of exactly who your target market is. So number one, you know, are you focusing your service on the local market, or is it international market?
It's mainly international.
Mainly international. Okay. So, I mean, just the fact that it's international would completely change your strategy in terms of how you're going to sell your service. So, you know, I'm not just talking about you now, but I'm talking about entrepreneurs generally. The more you know about your market, the better you can sell to it.
All right. That's the Business Masterclass, hour and a half. If you want to join the live SME audience to pitch your business and to engage the panel and the panel to engage you, simply email kevin@leadershipplatform.com, and that's two P's in the middle, one word, kevin@leadershipplatform.com. Grant Robson, thank you so much. This is really heavyweight panel. Now, I'm seeing these panels are not just pitching business and asking questions. I think the amount of insight you can give small business owners are incredible. And Mark Peters, Alice Nyandu, as always, and then Adam Rabinovitz, our special guest today. Good luck with your great lifestyle.
Yeah.
of doing nothing.
Of doing nothing. You must be off to your golf game. Thank you. That was the Business Masterclass. Up next, Leadership in Education. We speak to a special man who's won leadership awards, and I'm guessing he's just a simple man who runs a school, Mr. Kope Malatsi, in Limpopo, and he's won some awards. I look forward to chatting to him, myself and Barbara. Stay tuned. CliffCentral.com.